Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The United States ambassador to Israel has warned that if the Jewish settlements are evacuated, there could be a civil war. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table with more details on this possible civil war in Israel.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
That ambassador from the United States to Israel, David Freeman, I understand that he's made a statement, or actually a warning, if they start to evacuate the Jewish settlements, there could be a civil war. What would your comments be on the statement by the U.S. ambassador?
Well, of course, the possibility exists, but I'd like to stress to you and our listeners the hypocrisy in the liberal press here in Israel and other places that disparagingly reported on his remark, as if he was saying something that they themselves hadn't said for decades or reported on, and making it seem as if he was interfering in Israeli politics. He was making an observation which anybody with half a brain would have made. The possibility does exist. In fact, one of the threats against those who opposed the disengagement, if you remember, Jimmy, in 2005, was, oh, they're going to start a civil war. They're going to demonstrate violently. Then it was okay for them to raise it. But when Mr. Friedman simply mentions it as part of an analysis, they get all upset, and I think that indicates, Jimmy, to you and your listeners, that you must listen to all opinions, but be able to analyze and understand what is going on by listening to the correct people who are giving you the proper insight based not only on politics, but as we, you and I, Jimmy, try to do when you do interview me. We base ourselves on history, on the Bible, on the prophets, and on elements that I think every good-thinking people should be aware of, if only it is brought to his attention.
Winky Medad with the details on a possible civil war in the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. As Winky said, it is very possible for a civil war to take place in Israel. In fact, that's exactly what Bible prophecy foretells in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 15 to 23. The prophet Ezekiel has pre-written history when he talks about two Jewish states in Israel in the last days. One of those states will be Israel, the other will be called Judah, a second Jewish state, which is ready to be formed today in the land that God has given the Jewish people. They have a name, Judah, they have a constitution, and they have a plan ready to put that state up, according to Baruch ben Joseph, the man who is leading that move to bring about a second Jewish state because of the conflict over the Jewish settlements located in Judea and Samaria. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...